Hello, my audioboo friends. As I sit here in my car at a traffic light going to work, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, or rather 9 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. Sorry, my brain cells are rather frozen. The temperature gauge next to the clock in my car is reading an ungodly minus 27 degrees. It is brutally cold. It is windy, so that makes it even worse. I think we have a wind chill factor of somewhere around minus 38. And this will not let up until probably tomorrow evening. Tomorrow it's going to a balmy minus 16 or something. And then Saturday, it's going to be absolutely tropical here in Montreal with a high of minus 5. That's just nuts. We have, very early on in the winter, I was thinking to myself, oh, wow, it's going to be a mild winter with lots of snow. That's what they were calling for. Lots of snow and a mild winter. All right. So we did get wet. Told you my mouth was frozen. We did get snow. And I would say, for Montreal, I would say a decent amount of it. Really not enough for skiers or cross-country skiers and that kind of thing. But up north, they got a bit more snow. But of course, when it's cold, they can use the big snow cannons and make snow. They make artificial snow, and it works quite well, actually. Here in the city, a lot of the snow that we had kind of melted away when we had a unseasonably warm spell. In fact, about a week and a half ago now, maybe 2 weeks. It's hard to say now. I can't quite remember, but it went up to an amazing 8 to 10 degrees on one particular day. So it felt like spring. Now it doesn't feel like spring. It feels like the spring has sprung. Oh, look at that. It has warmed up since I got in the car. It's now minus 26. Minus 26. Considering that I've left audioboos in the summer at 25 degrees to 30 degrees at times, that is an unbelievable 50 plus degree difference between today and someday, perhaps in 6 months from now. It's just incredible. My poor little car, it's having a hard time even warming up. I've got a little green light which shows a temperature gauge dipped in water. And it's basically the water temperature. And I'm not supposed to turn on the heating until, ideally, that light goes out. And if the last couple of days have been any indication, I have to do 3/4 of my trip into work, which is 22 kilometers in total. So I have to do a good 16 kilometers before that light goes out sometimes. Now, that's been in milder weather, so I don't know what it's going to do in minus 26. We'll just have to see. Crazy. I haven't been able to do much in terms of projects or anything else. It's just been work, and of late, we've been having some furnace problems. Imagine that with this heat, having furnace issues. And a technician came by yesterday and took a good look at it. And I'm glad, because the system hadn't been maintained in many, many years. I'll freely put up my hand and admit to that I haven't really been doing my due diligence. However, he said there was nothing wrong with the system. It was relatively new. He says, not that old, and it isn't. And he says it's in great shape, it's clean. Seems to be running just fine. But he couldn't tell me why a couple of days ago we couldn't get the temperature of the house above 15 degrees. And he told me that I may have inadvertently turned off half the bank of electric elements in the furnace. But I'm almost 100% sure that I checked all that. But it could be, you know, there's two switches on there, one that runs a continuous fan and one that that cuts off the half the elements of the furnace. And maybe I did inadvertently hit it, but I could have sworn I checked it and double-checked it. But there is one thing. The furnace is actually running better than it has been in a long time. So I don't know if maybe he was checking the tightness of all the screws or something and tightened something up that maybe was loose. I don't know. I honestly, you know, I trust him when he said he didn't do anything, because most technicians, they'll tell you they've done something when they haven't, not the other way around. So anyway, hey, the light went out. Okay, that's not so bad. Okay, the last time, maybe it was windier last time. I don't know. Okay, the light went out, so I should be getting some warmth now. Slowly. So yes, I'm really glad to have that behind me, and what I need to do is insulate the house a little bit better. And I went yesterday to the hardware store and spoke to a very young gentleman who was very knowledgeable, and he told me all about the various insulation that I would need and how to put it up and what to look out for, and that was very helpful. He also showed me some windows, because I think that's probably the next big ticket item that I'm going to be doing to the house, is swapping out the windows. I did it many years ago. I actually changed the windows myself. But unfortunately, the windows that I put in were uber cheap. I couldn't spend a lot of money in those days. Not that I can really now either. But at this point, I really have to bite the bullet and decide what I'm going to do. And I know the government gives some rebates, so certainly it's something to consider. So I'm going to look into that. Boy, oh boy. Well, traffic is okay so far. Sometimes it can get pretty hectic. Left my daughter at school at 8:02 or so, 8:04. And now I'm going to make my way to work, where it's nice and toasty warm. And I have a very important phone call later on this afternoon in regards to work. So definitely something to look forward to. I don't know if he wants me to mention this, but it's one of our friends' birthdays here on Audio Boo today. In fact, we have three people who celebrate birthdays almost back-to-back on Audio Boo. You have Mr. Mark Cotton, MC Fontaine, who celebrated a wonderful birthday yesterday. And, oh, what the heck, I'll say it, eh? We have our own McColgan, who's celebrating a birthday today. And yours truly celebrates on Saturday. So it's almost a 1-2-3 punch. The 1-2-3 birthday punch in January. Now we just have to find somebody whose birthday is the 24th. And we'll be in like Flynn. No, wait a minute. Yeah, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th. Yes. So, right. So we need somebody whose birthday is January 24th. So that's a call out to anybody on Audio Boo whose birthday is January 24th and happens to be listening to this within the radius of my voice and would like to call it. No, sorry. Got carried away there. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful day. Bye. Brr, it's cold.